the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Yes, he is. Good morning and welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, and Anointed Women United for Christ in Prayer. Thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for our intercessory prayer warriors that are praying without ceasing 24 hours around the clock. And praise God, our numbers have gone up. We're reaching people all over the world. So we know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. We're walking by faith and not by sight. We know that God is truly God all by himself. We give him the praise, the honor, and the glory on today and every day. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe that God can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed us yet. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, located in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, we're calling those things into existence, speaking those things into existence. We thank God for the power of prayer. We thank God for his word. We thank God for another day of life, another day of living. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer. Want to thank God for our realtor, Shanita Kelly. If you're purchasing a new home or selling your home you're now in, give her a call at 443-854-0977. 443-854-0977. Licensed and bonded and now a broker. Congratulations, Shanita Kelly. God is truly good and God is doing great and mighty things in your life. Continue to praise him. Continue to serve him. Continue to honor him. Give Shanita Kelly a call, our realtor and broker, licensed in the state of Maryland and also in Pennsylvania, and I believe in Delaware and coming up Florida pretty soon. So we thank God for the woman of God being a blessing to our community, and she'll pray you through that purchase or sale of your home. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located in the blessed city of Baltimore at 5126 Bel Air Road. Thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, being a blessing to our community all around the world. Thank God for you and your best blessed family. We thank God for the body of Christ being there and supporting you and the community. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the state of Maryland. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, natural hairstyles, located at 2103 North Charles Street. We thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines, being a blessing to our community. We thank God for the fresh fruits and vegetables that you've been sharing and serving. We thank God for the pastries and bread that you've been giving out in our community. Yes, he's located at 2103 North Charles Street, Ebony Styles, Natural Hairstyles. Also have a barber on site, but you got to give him a call at 443-449-3631. 443-449-3631. We thank God for you, you, and you, and our businesses that are establishing, helping our community, our families, and our church families. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing. We are praying for Tennessee. Yes, we are. We are praying for Memphis, Tennessee. We're lifting up Mississippi. We're lifting up Baltimore City. Yes, we are. Baltimore County. We're lifting up the nation. We know that we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. And the word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. The word of God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And my dear ones, we are the land, the men and women of God, the Christians, the Christians. He's speaking to us, body of Christ. Judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. And we thank God for this teaching ministry on prayer. Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? To meditate on the word of God early in the morning. It's never too early to call on Jesus Christ. We thank God for an opportunity. For God sent his only begotten son into the world, who suffered, died, and bled on that cross for our sins. And we are in a Lenten season, and we know that the devil is busy, but God is greater. And God is still working miracles, signs, and wonders. Keep your focus, my dear ones, on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Continue to pray without ceasing. You have a work to do. You're called out to pray without ceasing. Walk by faith and not by sight. Trust the almighty living God. Now, we're going to go to our praise and worship. Then we'll go to our scripture reading, and we'll go to our message for today. And we're celebrating Women's Month. Thank God for the women. Thank God, thank God, thank God for those that are faithful. Thank God.
You go home, but we thank God for eternal life, everlasting life in Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus. Glory be to God.
On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. standing over the cross, stained with blood, for the land, a one that can do this, I see. It was on that little cross where Jesus suffered down.
Rugged cross. Didn't they crucify him and nail him to the cross? The old rugged cross that changes someday for a crown. Thank you, God. Ain't no mountain high enough. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer with Presiding Bishop Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, double portion blessing. That's what God would do. Thank you, God, for Jesus. I'm bragging on Jesus. I know what he could do for you. And we thank God for being who he is all by himself. We thank God for all the prayer warriors on the line. We thank God for 144.5 plus more listeners on the line. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. Let's go to the Word of God. We thank God for our time, for our praise and worship. We thank God for the Word of God. It's the Word of God that's what's going to keep you. Thank God.
We've set the atmosphere. We've set the atmosphere, my dear ones. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and on His wings shall thy trust. His truth and thy shield, His truth and thy shield shall be thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thank you, God. For He shall give His angels, this is in the Word of God, Psalm 91, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I believe in angels. Thank God. Thank God that He's assigned angels to us. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 91, verse 11. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that stash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder, and a young lion and dragon shall thou trample on the feet, because He hath set His love upon me. Glory be to God. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank you, God. Jesus paid it all. You ain't got to write a check for salvation. Thank you, God. You ain't got to have a PhD for salvation. Thank you, God. You ain't got to be good looking to receive salvation. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation is free. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to hear me this morning. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, God. Plain and simple. You try to make it complicated. The Word of God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And somebody need to call on his name this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the word against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Glory be to God for salvation. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I am thy salvation. Not your pastor, not your mother, not your father, not the bishop, not the apostle, not the pope. The Word of God says, I am thy salvation. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I'm getting excited here this morning all by myself. Thank you, God. I don't need no rocks crying out for me. I ain't got to wait till Sunday morning. I ain't got to wait till Bible study. You can get excited about Jesus all by yourself. Just me and Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I don't need 10,000 people. My God, my God, my God. Just me and Jesus. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. men and women of God. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed spiritually and physically. Yes, he will. You ain't got to worry about that ATM card. You ain't got to worry about that EBT card. The word of God says, trust in the Lord. He didn't say trust in the government. Trust in the Lord. He didn't say trust in your bank account. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. And I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy what? Mm-hmm. He shall bring it to pass. Commit. You got to be committed to the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Thank you, God. Not you. Not the judge. Not the pope. Not the president of the United States. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and he shall, and trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Trust, rest, R-E-S-T, in the Lord. And while you're resting, wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, my dear ones, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself any wise to do evil. Why? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You got an inheritance. Thank you, God, for my inheritance. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You're going to look around, and they're going to be gone. In God's time, not your time. That's what the word of God says in Psalm 37, verse 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Why are you worrying about it? Thank you, God. You pray about it and obey the word of God. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Abundance of peace, not a little bit of peace. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Thank you, Jesus. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. You just rest in the Lord. You ain't always got to be saying something all the time. Thank you, God. Give everybody a piece of your mind. That's why you're all confused now. You done gave her a piece of your mind, gave him a piece of mind, gave him a piece of mind, her a piece of your mind, and now you all confused and messed up out of your mind because you done gave everybody a piece of your mind. Stop it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Keep your big mouth shut. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay the upright in conversation. Your conversation should be upright, not tearing people down. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. They have sworn you into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little, that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. My God, my God, my God. Thank God for a little bit. When praises go up, blessings come down. God will take care of you. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. This is the word of God. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and guess what? Their inheritance shall be what? Forever. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And the word of God says forever means forever in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for the reading of Psalm 91 in its entirety. Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 18. Thank God. Thank God. The word of God for the people of God. God's word is already blessed. We pray that the word will bless the doers, the hearers, the receivers of his word. Thank God for the word of God. The word of God, my dear ones, is what's going to keep you, guide you, lead you, and direct you. Thank God. But he that knoweth the way that I take, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job chapter 23:10. You're going to come forth as pure gold. Thank you, Jesus. Men and women of God, those that are walking by faith and not by sight, those that are leaning on the everlasting arms of God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let go and let God. We talked about release on the other day, letting some people, places, and things go. Everything and everyone is not your assignment. You need to pray and seek the Lord and say, God, is this my assignment from you? Or is this what people want me to do? Thank you, God. Everybody's not called to be in the pulpit. Thank you, Jesus. Your pulpit could be out on the street corner. Your pulpit could be in the doctor's office, in the nurse's office, or your job, as you stand in line at the grocery store, murmuring and complaining instead of praying, standing in line at the bank, in the school cafeteria. Your pulpit is where you are. Thank you, God. Many are called, but few are chosen. And thank God for those that are chosen by the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're celebrating Women's Month, the month of March. We thank God for the men. We thank God for the praying women, the praying men of God. Stand by your man, not behind him. Thank you, God, for creating Adam and Eve. We thank you, God, right now, male and female. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. This morning, for the time that we do have, my dear ones, we're going to talk about prayer begins with words. Prayer begins with words. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. First of all, the prayer of decree is the only contact or influence you need to get your prayers answered. Decree and declare that you will hear this word, that it will minister to your mind, body, spirit, and soul. And change will take place in your life from this day on. In Jesus' name, amen. Perhaps you're asking, but why does just speaking forth words have spiritual power? Isn't prayer more than just words? Yes, prayer is more than words, my dear one. But prayer begins and ends with words. Then God said, let there be light. My God, my God, my God, and there was light. As the great religions of the world have always known, the word is God in action. The word is God in action. And as I always say, love is a action word. Thank you, Jesus. The word is God in action. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And without him, the word was not anything made. John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the word, my dear ones, and the word was God. And without him, the word was nothing. Nothing was made. Thank you, God. John, first chapter, 1-3, for you Bible scholars out there, theologians. The word is dynamic because it creates. Speech is the very breath of God because it creates. Nothing is more alive with power. Nothing has more creative power than the words of God. This is true because words of truth have life. Words of truth have intelligence and substance within them, which are released through decree. Thank you, God. The reason the prayer of scriptures has been used by all civilization and cultures from the beginning of time until the present is because the great minds down through the ages have known that the word has created power. By his stripes I am healed. Watch your words. My God, my God, my God. Words of truth are sharp as a two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. And quickly cut through the negative. My God, my God, my God. Touch through the negation and dissolve it, thereby releasing the omnipresent good. Cut through that negative stuff that's been placed in your mind with the word of God. The Hindu scriptures pointed this out. If a man speaks or acts with an evil thought, pain follows him. If a man speaks or acts with pure, affirmative thought, happiness follows him. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Thank you, God. The Egyptian creation story emphasized the power of the reading of the word of God. Words for creating, such as does our own Genesis story of creation. It was the Egyptian God who made the world, speaking it into existence. That which flows from his mouth happens, and that which he speaks comes into being. We know it was the Almighty Living God that created us. He made the Egyptian gods. My God. Thank you, God. The word of God. That which flows from his mouth happens, and that's when he speaks come into being. The Greeks said the word is filled with cosmetic power. In India, the spoken word of affirmation is considered the greatest power in the world. Firm. Affirmations. Firm. You heard people say she is firm. He is very firm. Uh-huh. The Chinese have long believed that these words are so powerful that no piece of paper containing written words should ever be destroyed, even when it is no longer of value. My God, my God, my God. The word of God should never be destroyed, even when some folk think it's of no value. Watch your words, my dear ones. Watch your words. Powerful. When the Pope of the early Christian church decided when he was just a little boy by working out in the fields that he would become Pope of Rome, as he affirmed it, he released the most dynamic creative power in existence with which that shaped circumstances and events that caused this farm boy to become Pope, as he had said he would. A little Greek boy, the son of a fruit dealer, affirmed as a child that he would make his life worth something, and he rose from the son of the fruit dealer to the friend of Socrates. One of the early Roman popes had a baker's son. Then he lifted his voice so high in affirming the good that he became a great poet and playwright. And the Roman people showed him the same reverence they paid their emperors. There was also a Greek slave who was sickly and badly deformed, but through affirmation was lifted from the bondage of slavery to a cool master and became the honored companion of lords and princes. The Scottish philosopher said that if you will proclaim your freedom from bondage, that bondage will vanish, and you can lay hold of some new good moments with God. He promised that through affirmations you will notice that you're becoming free from sickness. The word of God, by his stripes I am healed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. as you continue reading the scriptures, quoting the scriptures, affirming the word of God, you will see how much better you get along with people who previously seemed difficult. The love of Jesus Christ. Love ye one another. Thank you, God. As you persist in reading the scriptures, studying the word of God, you will notice that your disposition improves. You will soon be more prosperous. Many things that previously hurt you will change in your favor. Look at God. The things that they say about you will run off your back like duck, water running off a duck's back, as Reverend Dr. Charles Henry used to say. Thank you, Jesus. Reading the scriptures and affirmative prayer is among the simplest yet most powerful ways offered to mankind to change and improve your life. This is why people in all ages have known and used the prayer of decree. I decree and declare that the spirit of the almighty living God fall fresh on each and every individual that's under the sound of my voice, and may it trickle down to your family members, your children, husbands and wives, grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, cousins, generation after generation. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the word. Thank you for the power of your word. Many people become frustrated in prayer because they try to pray silently through meditation and the silence when they have not first relaxed. Dissolve their fears through prayers of cleansing and then spoken scriptures. If you do not learn how to pray the prayer of relaxation, the prayer of cleansing, the prayer of reading the scriptures, reciting the scriptures, you cannot possibly skip these and learn how to pray the deeper, more spiritual types of prayer, such as meditation, silence, and realization. Sincere seekers on a pathway of prayer sometimes become discouraged because they try to master the deeper phrases of prayer when they have not yet learned the first basic types of prayer, which include the spoken word of decree. They're trying to get their master's degree in prayer when they have not even learned the kindergarten phrases of prayer. My God, my God, my God. God is taking somebody to another level this morning. I don't want you to underestimate the power of prayer. Do not underestimate the prayer of relaxation. Learning how to relax. Taking a deep breath in and then out. Do not underestimate the prayer of relaxation, the prayer of cleansing, and the prayer of decree. These verbal phrases of prayer must come first in your prayer development. Have you seen the prayer warrior come up to pray and just relax, then allow God to speak through them? It's not you praying. God is using you. God is allowing you to speak the words that he's placed in your spirit. Verbal prayers, such as prayers of cleansing and decree, break up all kinds of negative thought patterns in your conscious and subconscious mind. Beginning up praying with negative thoughts in your mind. Hatred, unforgiveness. You better watch your ear praying for you. Thank you, God. It's these old negative thoughts or patterns of inharmony. Unforgiveness. You have not forgiven someone, and you're praying for someone else. Resentment, fear, jealousy, Oh, she prayed better than she prayed. He prayed better than he prayed. Envy. Oh, I wish I could pray like her. I wish I could pray like him. You better have a little talk with Jesus before you get ready to pray for anybody. You need to ask and pray for yourself. And condemnation that have kept your good from you and have kept you from being able to pray in a deeper way. Spoken words clear away these old negative thought patterns that have clouded your mind and emotions. When these are cleared away and your mind and emotions have been cleansed, then you can pray in deeper ways through meditation, the silence, and realization. But there are layers and layers of thought in your mind and emotions. They've got to be cleansed first before you can pray more deeply. The ancients believed that man had seven thickness or layers of the mind that constantly needed to be cleansed of negative thoughts in order for his prayer to be answered. You need to go someplace and repent to God. Yes, you do. You need to ask God to forgive you. You need to forgive someone else. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Believe me, my dear ones, I don't have everybody praying for me. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Verbal prayers. Verbal prayers, which often seem more mental than spiritual, are the ones or the one thing that can clear these layers and layers of negative thoughts out of man's mental and emotional stagnant. It's only after such a mental and emotional cleansing that man's prayers get answered. Somebody need a cleansing today. Somebody need to forgive someone. Somebody need to forgive themselves. Somebody need to repent. Somebody need to let go of some things. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, asking for a cleansing of our mind, body, spirit, and soul. We repent, Father God, of anything that we've done or said that wasn't pleasing or acceptable in thy eyesight. We come praying, Father God, and seeking you to touch our mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you right now, Father God, for giving us an opportunity to speak to you this morning. We thank you for being available this morning, that your line is not busy. We thank you, Father God. We don't need a telephone to cry out to you. We don't need to text you, Father God, because you are the text. We thank you right now, Father God, for cleansing our mind, body, spirit, and soul. We lift up our nation. We thank you, Father God, one nation under God. We lift up our nation to you, our president, our mayor, our governor, council persons, delegates, congressmen, senators, police officers, firefighters. We lift them up to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Families, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. We lift them up to you, Father God. We're crying out to you that someone will surrender their weapon in the name of Jesus. Lay down the weapons in the name of Jesus. Illegal weapons being used in our streets and our schools, our homes, hospitals. Glory be to God. We're crying out to you. We're still trusting in you. We're walking by faith and not by sight. We are praying without ceasing. We are seeking you, the Almighty Living God. Touch our leaders, Father God, in our churches, in our homes, in our neighborhoods. We pray for President Joe Biden and his wife, Jill Biden. We lift up Kamala Harris, our vice president, and her spouse and her family in its entirety. Let them cry out to you. Let them do what thus says the Lord. We lift up the Pope, the cardinals, the bishops, the archbishops. We lift up, Father God, the apostles and chief apostles. We lift up, glory be to God, our pastors, our ministers of the gospel. We lift up those, Father God, in our churches, leaders, those that sing the songs of Zion, those that pray the prayers of faith. We lift them up right now, Father God. You know what they stand in need of. We pray for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage. We lift them up right now. We pray for the Sharon Baptist Church family, Father God, and the loss of their great man of God, Reverend Dr. A.C. Vaughn. We pray for that family of Sharon Baptist Church right now. We lift up New Union Baptist Church, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Deaconess Close, the family in its entirety, strengthen them and guide them and lead them and direct them. Put a hedge of protection all around them in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch their mind, their body, spirit, and soul. We lift up Reverend Johnson, his wife, his family in its entirety. We pray, Father God, for Reverend Thomas, Father God. Those that are gracing the pulpit, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God fall upon Sister Esther, Sister Greta, Maxie, AJ, Chaplain Thomas, Lillian, Logan family, Haney family, Letitia Mims, Mother Mims. We pray for the families in its entirety. Deacon Spain, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. We're praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Deacon Price, Sister Price, we're praying for healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Glory be to God. God is able. Yes, he is. He can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. We lift up Bobby and Brenda Gladden, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them and be with them and guide them and lead them. Bring forth a healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you right now, Father God, for what you're doing. We lift up Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Deaconess Yarbrough, we are praying for you and all the deaconess there at New Union Baptist Church, every trustee, Fee Logan. We are praying for you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Be with them, the Logan family. We're praying for the Green family, Mother Annie Green. We're praying for you. God is able. We're praying for Deaconess Phyllis Blue, New Metropolitan Church of Pastor Deacon, the pastor of that church, and his wife. We lift up glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bishop Timmy Lee, Cornerstone Baptist Church. Deacon Lee, we're praying for you. Pastor Maybell Hickman, we're praying for you. Your son Gary, Kimker, Julia, we're praying for you. Your son in South Carolina, we're praying for your loved ones in other states. We know that God is able and God can do anything but fail. Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Jill Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Jill Green in Miami, Florida. We're praying for you. And Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. We're praying for you. Touch minds, bodies, spirits, and souls. Draw families closer together. Yes, we're praying for you, Sister Greta and the Mills family. God is with you. He walks with you and talks with you every step of the way. Desmond Stewart, we're praying for you. Ricky Hightower, we're praying for you. All of our young males, we're praying for you. Every race, color, and creed, we're praying for you. That God will draw us closer together in love, the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Families that have lost loved ones, we're praying for you. God is still God. God is still in charge. Continue to pray. Continue to seek him. In the midst of the loss of loved ones, comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Comfort their minds, Lord. Let them know, Father, that you're still with them. In the midst of their trials and tribulations, in the midst of sickness and death, you're still with them. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The Harvin family, we're praying for you. The Duncan family, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. Ernest Harlan, we are praying for you and your entire family. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Michael, we are praying for you. Thank you, God. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch that marriage right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Brother Bellamy, Alpha Bellamy, and your wife, we're praying for you. God is able. We thank him for the healing of your body. Thank you, God. For Billy Edwards, we are praying for you. God is able. Rosie Tram, we are praying for you. God is a healer, and God can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. Caleb, we are praying for you. Foster children, adopted children, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. God has not forgotten about you. The word of God says when father and mother forsake you, then God will take you up. And we thank you, Father God, for being with our children as they go to school, college, universities. Bless them and be with them and guide them and lead them and protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cast out the spirit of fear. And we cast out that demonic spirit that's roaming the earth in the name of Jesus. Stop it in your own way. Touch the guns, the weapons, that they'll lay them down. Touch that individual about to commit suicide. Stop cutting your wrists in the name of Jesus. Put that weapon down in the name of Jesus. Put down those pills in the name of Jesus. We come against drug addiction, that they will need a fix from Jesus Christ. Put down those needles that you're injecting into your veins. You need a fix from Jesus Christ. Call upon the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Lay down that alcohol. You don't need another drink. Thirst for the word of God, the living God, and you will never thirst again. We pray for those that's behind prison walls. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And let it become a place of worship. Every prisoner, those that are guilty and those that are not guilty, let them call upon the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch right now, Alvin Bates, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, in the name of Jesus. Our state prosecutors, state attorneys, judges, lawyers, touch them, Father God. Touch their minds right now that they'll do the will of God and not man. Thank you, Jesus, for releasing someone's son, someone's daughter, and blessing them, Father God, with a place to live. The homeless individuals, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know what they stand in need of. Touch their minds and come against mental illness, those disorders of the mind. We come against that mental illness right now and send it back to the pits of hell. No more bipolar disorder. No more paranoid schizophrenic. We come against depression. Thank you, God. We come against depression. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. We thank you right now for who you are and what you're doing. Working miracles, signs, and wonders in times like these. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare a spirit of love, a spirit of peace. I decree and declare no weapon formed against you will prosper, and we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything they may try to rise up against you. In Jesus' name, let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. We're going to talk about Delilah for the time that we do have. Strength that builds or destroys. The story of Samson and Delilah often generates reflection on the weaknesses of Samson. Many questions arise regarding how Samson could be so clueless about Delilah's agenda, thank you, God, to assist the fallen Philistines in its demise. But the story of Samson and Delilah is not necessarily that simple. Delilah has a message for all women to take to heart. Delilah, as many women in the Bible, reminds us of the unusual strength women have, a strength that can either build or destroy those around us. While women are naturally the weaker sex physically, we possess an exceptional yet subtle spiritual and emotional strength. Do you hear me this morning? It is important for women to be conscious of this strength because of its potential to either build up or destroy. Women have the power to build up individuals, families, communities, and churches. Likewise, that same power can destroy. the liar choose to destroy a man for money. She could have chosen to help build up his character, as Deborah attempted to do with Barack. Instead, as a result of her decision, at the same time that Samson was destroyed, so were thousands of Delilah's people in Judges 16, 26, and 30. It's in the Word of God. Delilah held a special power over Samson's heart, and it wasn't excessively the power of sexual attraction. Although Delilah had proved herself untrustworthy, she was still able to make Samson feel comfortable with her. The people in her lives, especially our loved ones, need to feel comfortable around us. They need to feel as if they can trust us. We, in turn, should not use this special power to destroy them, but to help them grow into the people God has called them to be.